I certainly appreciate your letting me stay here. I'll try not to be too much bother.
We're glad to have you, Adam. It'll be like old times.
Not quite, Darren. Food we had in the Army was never like this.
Why, thank you. You can stay as long as you like.
Well, actually, it won't be more than a couple of days. I have an appointment for a job tomorrow, and if I land it, I'll be looking around for a place of my own.
Adam, what made you decide to change jobs and come out here?
Well, frankly, Darren, I don't know. One afternoon, I suddenly had this overwhelming urge to come here. Handed in my resignation right there and then. It's kind of funny, though. I really was fairly settled in Salem.
Salem? You're from Salem?
You know it.
Only by reputation.
Well, my family has lived there for 300 years. You know, this is really very good.
How did that happen?
My goodness, here. Don't worry about it. Here, let me do that.
I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Adam, try the wine. It's really very good.
To Company D?
Oh, yes, sirree. I'll drink to that.
I'm sorry. Well, what's the matter with
you? Here, mop it up with this.
I'm not usually so uncoordinated.
No, perfectly all right. No harm done.
Oh, here, Adam, sorry.
I'll get you some fresh wine.
Thank you.
Stop!
Are you all right, Adam?
Well, I think so.
Now, you just relax. I'll go and get the main course.
That's so strange.
I'll help you.
Now, look, Sam, just because Adam happens to come from Salem is no reason to victimize him.
But Darren, I didn't have anything to do with those accidents.
You didn't?
No.
Oh. And Dora. And Dora, where are you?
Shh. Mother's in the south of France.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Adam's just one of those people who's accident prone.
Help!
What happened?
I know this doesn't make sense, but the salad attacked me.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer, but this is ridiculous. Now, where's the young man that you're so worried about?
Adam Newlarkin. He's gone to his interview. Oh, Aunt Clara, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Last night he fell out of bed 3 times, and this morning when he was shaving, he cut his toe.
Cut his toe? Hmm.
He dropped his electric razor on it. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but he has all the symptoms, so I thought we'd better check.
Yes, well, let us see now. What's his name?
Newlarkin. Adam Newlarkin.
Oh. Yes, mm-hmm. He has a spell on him, all right.
Oh, Aunt Clara, are you sure?
Oh, yes. He's right here on the list of spellees. Right between the New York Mets and Richard Nixon.
Oh, evidently one of his ancestors, also named Adam Newlarkin, was a judge in Salem. He sentenced a witch named Zerelda to some terrible things that included being dunked 3 times in the local pond.
What's the spell?
Oh, it's this is terrible. Look.
That's a Lulu, isn't it?
Poor Adam.
Oh.
No good shaking your head, Darren. Tomorrow, Adam will be exactly the same age as the judge when he sentenced Zerelda.
Oh, Sam.
Believe me, that spell will take effect by 5 p.m. tomorrow. It's all here in red and white.
Just because it's written some crazy red and white?
It's thicker than ink.
Let me see it.
What it boils down to is that by 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Adam is going to steal a large sum of money and be branded a common thief.
Sam, that's ridiculous. Adam is one of the most honest men I know. Besides, he doesn't even come in contact with actual money.
Hi, everybody. Well, congratulations are in order. I got a job.
Oh, good. At the Peterson Company?
No, that one fell through.
Oh, where then?
At a bank.
A bank? How did you happen to get a job there?
Well, Darren, I suddenly found myself running out of money, so I went to a bank. Started talking to the bank manager, and he told me they needed an accountant. I suppose you'd call it fate.
Is that what you'd call it, Darren?
Well, I start tomorrow morning. I better go upstairs and wash up before dinner, huh?
Oh, Adam, I don't understand. You never worked at a bank before.
Well, I know, but I thought it might be fun to handle all that money.
Convinced?
What can we do about it?
Aunt Clara has gone home to try and see if she can find a book of antidotes. We'll just have to put all our confidence in her. Oh, dear. This all has to be done within a 12-hour period. Well, here we go. Must kiss a spotted dog on the snout, then the spell will be partly out. Must be dunked in the water 1 × 3, but part of the spell still clings to thee. The spell will be over when, like Paul Revere, he rides through the marketplace yelling, "Witches are good, witches are dear."
Well, it won't win any prizes for poetry. But it'll do the job, I think.
I've heard and seen some strange things since we've been married, but this is the wildest. That's right out of the Middle Ages. Do we really have to make Adam do all that?
Darling, we can't risk not making him do it.
Nobody is going to kiss a spotted dog on the snout and be dunked in the water of his own free will.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to do it the hard way.
Morning, Aaron. Oh, hey, where'd the dog come from?
It belongs to a neighbor. Hey, he likes you, Adam.
Yeah, I guess he does, doesn't he? Hey, fella.
Why don't you kiss him?
What?
Give him a little kiss on the snout. No kidding, he really likes that.
Well, I think I'll take a rain check on that, Bill.
Good morning, Adam.
Oh, morning, Samantha. Time to eat?
Not until you kiss the spotted dog.
It's sort of a tradition, we do it every morning for lunch.
Before breakfast?
It's your turn first this morning, isn't it, darling?
Yes, sweetheart.
Now, breakfast. And now I can eat breakfast.
What was that?
What was what?
I heard music.
Oh, that was the toaster. We have a musical toaster. Thank you.
Adam, how would you like to have lunch with me today?
Oh, well, Darren, thanks, but it's my first day at the bank.
All the more reason to celebrate, right, darling?
Right, I insist.
Well, all right. Where shall we meet?
At the inn on the terrace. You eat outside.
I know you like the place. Great food.
and it has a beautiful swimming pool.
Darren.
Adam. How's the job going?
Oh, fine, fine. Which is our table, Darren?
It's a beautiful pool, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. Darren, I don't have very much time.
Adam, what's that written on the bottom of the pool?
Written on the bottom? I don't know. What?
Right there.
Well, I don't see anything on the bottom of the pool.
There you go. It's way down there, see?
Well,
right,
I don't
right
see
there.
Anything.
That little green
what?
Thing on the bottom of the
pool. Yes!
Are you all right? You must have slipped.
I felt something push me.
Well,
but I don't see anything.
I'll help you out, will you?
Yeah.
Darren, thanks. Good.
There you
go. Thanks.
Okay, I'll get you. I'll get you a towel.
Waiter. I don't think that's funny.
I couldn't help it, Adam. I just couldn't hold you.
You deliberately let me go.
No, I...
Yes, you did. And before that, you pushed me.
No, I just couldn't hold you, Adam.
I'll tell you one other thing. There is no writing at the bottom of that pool.
I swear, there's something down that...
We're one dunking short, and I don't see how I can manage it.
Where is he now?
He's changing. I hope you're right about this, because I feel like an idiot.
Darren, we have to get him wet once more.
Well, I don't know how I can swing it. I don't think I can get him to go near the water, much less push him. that button next to the thing, honey. I'm here, it'll work. I gotta go now.
I got a spare suit from the manager.
Hmm. Well, it wasn't exactly from Savile Row.
Here, line.
Thanks.
Guess you're pretty sore, huh?
Darren, can I ask you a question?
Well, fire away.
How long have you been going around kissing dogs' noses and pushing people into swimming pools? I mean, what kind of a practical joker have you become, anyway?
I wish I could be there to help Darren. But Adam knows me.
I don't understand, dear.
Well, after being pushed in the pool twice by Darren, Adam is not likely to get near the water with me.
Could I lend a helping hand?
Yes. Yes, Aunt Clara, I think you can. Think you can manage it?
Relax, dear. I'll take care of everything. Concentrate, Clara. Concentrate.
Adam, I've said I'm sorry. What else can I say?
All right. Let's just forget it. I just don't want to go into that pool again.
Poor old lady over there seems to be having trouble.
What on? Oh, well, I'll take your hand.
I'll go with you.
No. Stay there. May I help you, madam?
Oh, thank you, young man.
Here.
Oh, yes.
Now, this one!
Nice, they're playing his song. Pull into the home stretch, dear.
Yes, but I still don't see how we're going to get him to put on that Paul Revere costume and ride through the town square by 5 o'clock.
Oh, yes, now, don't you worry. Samantha, she'll manage everything. Where there's a witch, there's a way, you know.
Excuse me, Mr. Harding.
How did you get that cold?
I know how. I just wish I knew why.
Well, this is the season for them. I'll be glad to get away to the sun for a couple of weeks.
Are you leaving tonight?
No, this afternoon. Mr. Abercrombie is letting me go early so I can catch the 5 o'clock flight to Rio. Now, is there any question about this procedure?
No, no, I think I understand it.
But I feel fine.
Adam, Mrs. Stevens has told me about your little mishap in the pool, and she's very worried about that cold of yours.
But it's nothing.
Now, look, Adam. I realize you hesitate to ask for time off on your first day at work, and I appreciate your conscientiousness. But I insist that you go home.
Adam,
that's an order. It's nice to have seen you again, Mrs. Stevens. Remember me to your husband.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Adam, I'm sorry I had to go over your head, but it's for your own good.
Now, Samantha, I know you're going to be a mother, but would you please practice on somebody else?
Please hurry up.
Right, all right, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Harding. Have a nice vacation.
Best I ever had.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Rio de Janeiro.
Adam! We're all going to a costume party.
At 4:30 in the afternoon?
We're going for dinner.
Your Paul Revere costume is on your bed upstairs.
And your horse is outside.
My horse? What horse?
Fun for you to ride over. Well, you better hurry up, Adam. We haven't
got
much time.
Now, wait a minute. Wait just a darn minute. I want to... I recognize that lady.
I'm Whistler's mother.
Look, I want to know what all this is about.
What all this what is about?
I get up this morning. You make me kiss a spotted dog on the nose. Okay, some people have quirks, so I went along with it. But then I was pushed into a swimming pool with all my clothes on.
Adam.
No, let me finish. I was pushed twice by you and once by Whistler's mother. And then I am dragged out of my office and told to get into a Paul Revere costume and to get on a horse. Now, I am not going to move from this spot until I know why.
Adam, I promise I will explain it all to you tonight. Right now, you just do as we say.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll be branded as a common thief.
What for?
For stealing money from the bank.
I feel like I've just stepped through the looking glass.
I know it's hard to understand, but it's true.
Okay. Okay, so I stole some money. Well, where is it? Is it in my suit? Is it under my hat? Is it in my briefcase?
Now do you believe us?
This isn't my briefcase. I must have picked up the wrong one. Get it back.
No, Adam. I'm sorry, but it's too late. You're going to have to do it our way.
Your way?
Yes, you go on upstairs, put on that Paul Revere costume, get out there, get on that horse, ride through the marketplace yelling, witches are good, witches are dear.
What?
Witches are good, witches are dear.
Darren, I'm afraid we're going to have to tell him.
Tell me what?
Well, we tried everything else.
Tell me what?
You're bewitched. And you only have 10 minutes to get unbewitched. See, it's like this. One of your ancestors, Judge Adam Newlarkin, sentenced the witch Zerelda to be dunked in a pond 3 times.
And she put a spell on him. 2 months later, he robbed a bank. Now, Aunt Clara has a book that has all that information in it. Now, it's lucky for you, she also knows the antidote. Now, that's why we had you kiss the spotted dog on the snout. A snoot. A nose.
And that's why we pushed you into the pool, because you had to be dunked 3 times. And that's why we want you to go upstairs and put on that Paul Revere costume and get on the horse that's tethered at, well, it's the only way. And the market, Adam! Adam, where are you going?
I'm going to get into my Paul Revere costume.
You mean you believe us?
Of course I believe you. I'm from Salem.
He's a good rider. He only has 9 minutes to make it to the shopping plaza.
All right.
Normally, Lieutenant, we wouldn't have discovered the loss until Monday. But by some strange chance, Miss Thompson decided to run a... Well, I won't go into details. The money is missing. Now, what do we do?
Well, first we'll run a routine check on all the employees, their homes, so forth. Then we'll...
Winches are good! Winches are dear! 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 Winches are good! Winches are dear!
I suggest we check his house first. I'm sorry to keep you people from your party, but it's absolutely necessary that we question Mr. Newlarken.
Well, he should be here in a few minutes.
He went to the plaza for something.
Is this his briefcase?
I'm sure Adam would be happy to open it for you when he returns.
We don't have to wait for that.
Well, here he is now.
I did it! I did it! Was I in time?
You were on time.
What was that music?
That was the doorbell.
Bill Locken, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Excuse me. Hello? It's for you.
Lieutenant Pearson. Oh? Oh, I see. Thank you. One of my men from the airport. They picked up an Albert Harding. He had $75,000 in his briefcase.
Harding? But he's been with us for 20 years.
Well, it's the same old story. Boarding a plane to Rio.
Oh, I apologize for the intrusion. I'll see you on Monday, Adam.
Yes, sir.
Have a nice party, everybody.
Goodbye.
Empty. You know, it's a funny thing. Ever since I was a little kid, my grandmother has been telling me all sorts of stories about witches, but I was always too embarrassed to ever admit that I believed them, you know? I never would have thought that you'd go in for that sort of thing, Darren.
Are you kidding? Some of my best friends are witches. Adam was curious about why you collect doorknobs.
Oh, that's easy. Because they're there.
Honey, how about some coffee? Sam? Sam?
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I didn't hear you.
Well, that book of spellies must be pretty interesting.
Well, it ought to be. It was banned in Boston.
Have you got the Darren's name yet?
Oh.
My name? My name is in there?
Oh, just a minute. Uh-huh, yes, here it is, right there.
See? What does it say?
It says you're going to marry a witch and live happily ever after.
Does it really say that?
No, but it's true. I'm a witch, and I know.